It's Panel Beaters!
Bickering, resentment, pointless games in a car, add them together, we've made them into a show.
Please welcome to stage the Grim Reaper, Death!
And obviously we've cut out any bits that made us look bad by not being funny.
You know, it wasn't a joke, but we all kind of enjoyed it in a weird way, didn't we? What did we just practice?
What is your ghost?
And now it's the moment you've all been waiting for, where somebody dies!
Hello, and welcome back to Panel Beaters. Sorry there's been a bit of a gap. I could explain why, but you don't care. There's been a bit of a gap, and we're back now, and we're sorry, and we're going to try and be better, we promise, in the future. This episode is a Guy Fawkes special, recorded at the start of November. It's got the brilliant Jason Cook hosting it in Newcastle, his hometown. His guests are Hayley Ellis, Alex Boardman, Gary Delaney. Absolutely fantastic. It's a cracking episode. As I said, it was a Guy Fawkes special, so Guy Fawkes was there as the celebrity judge for this one, in lieu of Death. Unfortunately, we had a bit of a technical issue. Long story short, Guy's mic messed up, so you don't hear him talk that much throughout the episode. But trust me, he's there, he's having a lovely time, and at the end, he gets to pick somebody to die. And if you're one of our listeners, by the way, from outside of Britain, Guy Fawkes is a Catholic that the English burn every year as a celebration. Yeah, it's a little bit awkward, I'm not going to lie to you. Outside of that, our next show is December the 6th at the Newcastle Stand, again, hosted by me, sorry, but on the upside, wait for it, Mick Ferry, Joe Caulfield, Gary Delaney as guests. That's already pretty good, right? Death, back where he belongs in the judge's chair, always quality. And as an extra bonus, we have Geordie Father Christmas. Mr. Gavin Webster is going to come and spread his own inimitable version of Christmas cheer. That is going to be fantastic. Get your tickets for that, because that is selling quite well, because obviously, with that bill, who's a comedy fan who doesn't want to see that? Outside of that, we've got some big news, which I can't tell you yet, but I just thought I'd tease it for no apparent reason now. It's fun, eh? Enjoy this episode. Oh, final thing. Fun. We recorded this 2 days before the American election. So the question that I put in, honestly, was, what can Donald Trump do now, assuming he would lose, which he didn't, but I thought we'd leave that in there, just sparing us. Alex Boardman's the only human being I know who correctly predicted Donald Trump would win. It's a terrifying, terrifying thing. But there you go, simpler times. Anyway, let's enjoy it while we still can, eh?
Live from the Stand Newcastle, it's Panel Beaters! Yeah! Welcome to Panel Beaters, the show where there are no winners, only survivors. Three brave comedians are going to battle it out for your entertainment, and at the end, one of them will die. I'm your host, Jessen? That's my name. That's my fucking name. That's my own fucking name. I'm your host, Jensen Flugelhart. I'm your host, Jason Cook, so let's meet our contestants.
My name's Gary Delaney, and I sound like this. I was always the last to get picked at school, which was bad enough at games, but even worse at home time.
You see?
It's funny because it's true.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, my name is Hayley Ellis, and I sound like this. And when I was 8, this isn't necessarily a joke, but my mum entered me into a fancy dress contest as the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Yeah, that's true. Social services still never took me away, but, you know.
My name's Alex Boardman. I sound like this. Ting. I firmly believe there is a real lack of authenticity in modern music, which is a theme I explore in my latest reggae album. Alex Boardman, wind your body down. Which is funny because I'm white.
And that's our contestant. So we have our three contestants, I suppose, our panellists. We also have an extra guest. We have Guy Fawkes is going to come and join us. Put your hands together. Let's welcome Mr. Guy Fawkes. First round is the elevator pitch round. So, you know, the elevator pitch is where you try and get an idea across really quickly in just a few sentences for someone. It was pioneered in America. So these guys, for you, you can pitch me ideas for conspiracy theories. We can start. Alex.
I'd like to start a conspiracy theory that the real reason the Great British Bake Off was cancelled is the fact that Mary Berry now has to lead an invasion of White Walkers.
Ha ha!
I've got a theory that Princess Diana was killed by British Telecom because she was the first person to campaign against landlines.
Haley.
If you watch the film Memento backwards, it tells a story of a man trying to forget he was ever in Neighbours.
Very niche joke.
Very niche.
Very like niche, that. But very well constructed.
And also guy related on this.
Yeah. You get bonus points for that.
You do. I'm just happy to be in a basement again.
Well, yeah. Anyway, the reason we never went back to the moon is when we got there, the Germans had already put towels on it.
Haley.
The reason Simon Cowell's head is so square because that's where he stores Sunita every year.
Any more conspiracy theory?
Aliens have landed, but it wasn't in Roswell, it was Sunderland, and they just blended in. Winning over the local crowd.
Our next elevator pitch is, who should be the next queen or king?
I'd like a Siamese twin. I don't care who, but a Siamese twin to be king or queen, just so that they would stop saying, one is not amused, because it doesn't make any sense.
Like a half, would you have a half crown or a stretchy crown?
Double crown. Double crown, like a figure of eight. Crown.
What about if one of them died and the other one lived? Would they have
keep
to
it? No, you stay there until the term is up.
Is that why they say the king is dead? Long live the king.
Any more for people who should be queen or king? Haley?
Gail Platt, because she's got a dead good side profile for a stamp.
Perfect. Oh, God. Can you imagine licking Gail Platt?
Oh, yeah.
Again.
Gary.
Daniela Westbrook, because if you had her nose on a £20 note, nobody would ever take cocaine ever again.
I don't know, I probably would. There's a really nice woman lives next door to me, Chinese Linda. She'd be awesome. She's really nice. She brings me Chinese food, or as she calls it, food.
I'd insist Richard Dawkins becomes king, even if he doesn't want to, so that he has to listen to people singing, God save Richard Dawkins.
I had a bet with him. I know someone who knows Richard Dawkins, you know, the famous atheist who knows him really well. And I said, I'll give you £1,000 if you go around his house on Christmas Day. And if he's having a day off and wearing a Christmas hat, this whole fucking argument falls down. Right, I think our next elevator pitch, cheap ideas to entertain children. Let's see what you've got.
Pin the tail on the Rottweiler.
Because you can play doctors and nurses after that really quickly.
You can.
Anyone else? Cheap entertainment ideas? Yes.
A bag of frozen crinkle cut chips makes excellent Lego.
White dog poo treasure hunt.
You can shave the kid's head, borrow a wheelchair, and you can get an Alton Towers for a night.
Play hide and bleak. It's where the parents try and disguise the fact they're not getting divorced.
Oh, miss.
Lock him in the cupboard under the stairs and say it's the Harry Potter Adventure World.
Okay, our next elevator pitch. Jobs that would be better done by animals. Haley.
An octopus as a massage therapist, because then it could give 8 happy endings.
Like an octo.
I don't know why I had to act it out. Octo wanking.
Act it out again. Slowly.
No.
Could dogs be American police officers because they're colourblind?
Oh no, I have got one. A squirrel would be brilliant on RuPaul's Drag Race because it's used to hiding its nuts.
A hedgehog on a stick is good for cleaning out your gutters.
Dung beetles would be a really shit tribute band. Like Brown Submarine.
Oh, you've got a set list.
I've done worked it out. She loves poo, yeah. We can work it out.
Nice.
And help. I'm done now.
Okay, a final elevator pitch is jobs Donald Trump can do after the election.
columnist for the Daily Mail because he's used to making women feel shit about themselves.
Yeah, right on, sister.
Yeah.
The seven women over there, yeah. They agree.
Bitch, what? Who's Donald Trump again?
Member for the comic, a top...
Come on, Delaney, come on.
I was hesitating because I was thinking, I was going to say Atomic Kitten Tribute Band, and I was sort of doubting my references going, that's too old a reference. So I thought I'd update it by making it a comic kitten, and that was a terrible mistake. But luckily I've explained it, and that got me out of that comedic hole.
Are you sure about that?
No, I'm not 100% sure at all, no.
What was the joke then?
That was it. That's no, it. Just saying, like, Atomic Kitten, they're orange, aren't they? That was the joke. Because they're Scouse women and he's orange like a Scouse woman. It's funny because he's orange. Gotcha.
Fucking hell, Gary, I know a thing or two about bombing and that joke.
Yeah. Does anyone think he's going to win?
Yeah, I do.
No, he won't. No,
anyone definitely 100% he's not.
Yeah. Brexit, let's remember that.
Yeah. Is anyone just curious to see what would happen?
Yeah. I am fucking right, I am.
You know what I mean? It'd be amazing. Fucking presidential limo with tiger print seats on it.
But you'd be like all the Germans who found Hitler hilarious for a while.
Did you know Hitler was a comedian? When he used to get up in the beer kellers when he first started, he used to tell jokes to get everyone to calm down and listen to him.
Really?
When you meet other comedians, you go, I understand the trait of fucking fascism. Yeah, apparently he used to tell
jokes. What sort
jokes
of jokes do you do? Knock, knock, Jews there.
Oh, not anymore.
You are so proud of yourself.
I'm trying to think of a way we can use that in the edit, and there really isn't one.
No way. So that's the end of the elevator pitch round. Deliciously good. In this round, we're going to give the guys famous quotes, and they have to fill in the blanks for the end of them. So our first famous quote that you must give me the alternative end for is, give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day. Haley.
But don't let him cook it in the works microwave, because everyone will kick off.
Give a man a fish and he'll have to have fish, which is really shit tea, isn't it? Rubbish.
Give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day. Teach a man to fish and he'll eat for a lifetime, assuming that he already lived by an abundant source of fish and had never learned to fish. That's the most patronising fucking saying in the world. It's absolutely ridiculous. The idea that people are sitting there by oceans teeming with the fish and like, I'm starving, look at all that, I wish there was some way of solving this problem. It's ridiculous, it's patronising and it's slightly racist.
Yes! Finally someone said it.
We are the world. Anymore? No? I was thought, give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day, teach him how to fish and his stories will get fucking boring. Next, our next quote that we'd like a version from you of is, the blank is mightier than the sword.
The big sword is mightier than the sword.
The mega sword.
Yeah.
The interest rate of a wonga loan is mightier than a sword.
Very true.
It's the original expression, but they accidentally put an extra space in. Originally, it was just the penis. Mightier than the sword.
On guard.
Okay, our next expression is, when the going gets tough, the tough gets... Haley.
To appear on Jeremy Kyle.
Alex.
The A-team.
IBS.
That's very true. As a sufferer myself, that's very true. Shot myself in Disneyland. Sorry. Sorry.
No.
Straight out. It was horrible. Oh. You've never truly appreciated the size of Disneyland until you've run across it shitting yourself, I can assure you. Goofy's there. Hello. I haven't got time, mate. I haven't got time.
Sorry. I like the people going, this parade isn't as good as normal.
Which film's he in?
Excuse me, can you tell me the way to the log flume?
It's called Splash Mountain in America.
Any more about when I had diarrhea?
I think they've cut corners on this yellow brick road.
All right, let's try live fast, die young, and leave. Haley.
Fuck all in your will for your family.
And leave the European Union.
Only a certain percentage of people laughing at you. Gary, help.
Live fast, die young, and leave more space between you and the car in front next time. Live fast, die young, and leave those kids alone.
Excellent. Our next thing is what happens in Vegas. Haley.
We'll be well documented on Facebook by your mates.
What happens in Vegas is subject to the federal law of the United States of America and the state laws of Nevada.
I think we've got another fact fan in.
I think I've found a buddy.
Yeah. What happens in Vegas is a terrible film, and you should believe the IMDb rating. Shocking.
It is as well, isn't it?
Yeah,
is
awful.
Is it Cameron
Ashton
Diaz?
Kutcher, yeah.
And Cameron Diaz. Mm. Jeez, we've got a face like a shitting frog.
So are you in Disneyland?
Very good. Well done.
This isn't a joke, but I went on a stag do in Vegas, and at the hotel, this is true, at the hotel, they were having a convention for people with Alzheimer's. And whatever did happen in that room stayed in that room, to be honest.
Very good. That was our quotes round! So, you know you're a Geordie when... all our contestants have had to do is to come up with as many things as they can that truly define being a Geordie. So, good luck. Off you go.
You're now you're a Geordie when you see a horse and think, I could punch that. You know you're a Geordie when you think you can stop a mass murderer with some chicken and a fishing rod.
Oh, you know you're a Geordie when?
You don't have to worry about gender-appropriate terms because everyone's a man-man.
You know you're a Geordie when you're in Spudgy-like and even the potatoes don't have a jacket on.
You know you're a Geordie if in the 80s Biker Grove was your version of Dallas. I did some research.
You know you're a Geordie when drinking a pint through a straw is a cocktail.
You know you're a Geordie when your tattoo of Shearer has got a tattoo of Shearer.
You know you're a Geordie when you know that 90s singer Hadaway's surname was Anne Shite.
You know you're a Geordie when belter is both an adjective and an instruction for a fight on the big market.
You know you're a Geordie when you're Greggs as a bouncer on the door. And you're Marks and Spencer's.
I was in Glasgow once and the Ann Summers has a bouncer there. The fucking Ann Summers. Who's kicking off in Ann Summers? Like, this dildo never reached. I want my refund.
And you better give it to her as well, because she's armed.
Any more for any more? I'm enjoying these. I really am. You know you're a Geordie if you accept the Angel of the North's challenge for a fight. So, I'm trying to think of any that I could put in that would really be, you know you're a Geordie when your caravan's 9 miles from your fucking house. Where you gone in Whitley Bay? Have you changed your money? What was the jet lag like? Oh, the tunnel, it just sends us off. It really does. Anyway, well, I think that was the end. That was thoroughly delightful. That was the end of You Know You're Geordie When! And it's a game like Twitter, but only live. So we've asked you to come up with, what have we got? Is it parody bands? My favourite ever one was a band from Liverpool called Crowded Scouse.
Should have been called Council Ice.
Right, tribute bands, what you got? Gary?
Kanye West Midlands.
the Brummy rapper.
Or Mrs. Kardashian.
Alex?
I really hope somewhere there is a tribute act called The Fallen Madonna with the big boobies.
All right, go. OCDC with exactly the right amount of Rosie.
Is it Stevie, I wonder?
A detective-based rapper called Eminem Tree, my dear Watson.
With the bitches of the Baskervilles.
Yeah. And his mate, Sherlock Holmey. Tom Petty argument with your wife.
And the Heartbreakers.
Someone doing a like a duet with their own tribute act, and that'd be Cher and Cher alike.
Oh, nice. Nice. That really deserved more. You are very ungrateful people. Alex?
Johnny Payment within 28 days via Bax instead of cash. That is a very comedian.
Dung Beetles.
The next one we've asked you to come up with is UKIP films. For example, 12 Angry White Men.
Hey. My far right lady.
Brexit at Tiffany's.
No. And off the cushion.
The colour white.
£12 a slave.
Jesus!
Aliens. No.
The Brexicist.
300 and 50 million quid a week for the NHS.
Raging bullshit.
Back to the Future.
Anyone for any more?
Last House on the Far Right.
Very good. That was
Jurassic Policies. Spirited Away from the European Union. No Country for Old Men. Actually, hang on. Yes, it is. Now I'm done.
Okay, very good. Right then, our next one is posh TV programmes. For example, Doctor Whom. Haley.
Malcolm in the Middle Class.
Very good.
The One Show.
The Wonder Gap Years.
MasterChef. That's not a programme, that's a relationship.
What about The Strolling Dead?
Who wants to be a millionaire again?
Second Homes Under the Hammer.
Very good. Right, and our final one is diet songs. Which diet songs, like Donna Really Wanna Hurt Me?
Smells Like Teen Sick. Sorry.
Is that the anorexia awareness anthem?
That's by Thin Lizzy. No woman, no pie.
Pour some sweetener on me.
Very good. Very good.
You've lost that chubbing feel, Lou. Life on carbs.
Nice.
Why don't you come on over? Calorie.
Taking a point off for that one.
That's good, because I was over my points target for today.
Every breath you take sounds like an asthmatic walrus.
End of tonight's show, ladies and gentlemen. Grab a round of applause for everyone in the panel. But we still have to decide not the winner, but who is going to die, and that is up to Guy Fawkes, who we know very little about at this stage, a very enigmatic figure.
Very few facts. How do they die, Guy?
How did I die?
How does the loser die?
The traditional one is to hang you by the neck till you're nearly dead, take you down, cut your genitals and your balls off, burn them in front of you, then cut you into four pieces and send it to the four corners of the land so everybody knows not to be so.
Well, and that's just another way women are discriminated against on panel shows. Guido.
Yes, mate.
Who do you think has died? Someone's on the tables, kids.
And, I mean, it's been a very close, but I'm going to blow up Alex Bournemouth! Your genitals are mine, mate.
But before we go, can I have a round of applause for our panellists, Mr. Alex Bournemouth, Helios, Gary Delaney, and Guy Fawkes, also known as Richard Persona. My name's Jason Cook, I've been your host. Thanks for coming, we'll catch you again, goodbye!
Round of applause for Jason. Great job, thank you.
And there you go. How good was that? I know, pretty good. If you thought it was 5-star good, why not tell the world and do that rating thing you do on the iTunes or whatever place you get your podcast from? I know everyone asks you to do it, but trust me, it really does help. We really would appreciate it. December the 6th, like I told you, Newcastle, around the area, do come down. It's going to be a cracking show. If you're really bored, and Gary's on tour, so GaryDelaney.com, check that out. I've written a book, A Man at One of Those Faces. Have a look on Amazon. I don't want to, you know, big myself up, but there's quite a lot of 5-star reviews there, so... And my family isn't that big. I know I'm Irish, but trust me, it's not that big. Outside of that, we will see you very soon with some big news. And thank you very much for your continued support. Bye.